This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one coming down in 3, 2, 1.
For upland cotton, USDA put the crop right now at just under 17.4 million bales, and that's slightly higher than what they had in the September estimate, about 350,000 bales above what they were saying in September.
Cut two coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Mid-South crop is coming in at about 5.4 million bales, which is almost unchanged from what they had in the September number. Now, of course, these are all sharply lower than what we produced last year, which was in excess of 8 million bales for the Mid-South. Southeast is one of the areas where they did make a downward revision in the crop relative to September. Now they've got the crop at just under 3 million bales. That's off about 180,000. They came in and lowered the Alabama crop even further, some reduction in Georgia and South Carolina as well. And to put it in perspective, this year's 3 million bale crop compares to a 5 million bale crop that they produced last year, so sharply lower due to drought. The Southwest is the area where we actually saw upward revision in the crop, and I don't think that was probably a big surprise to those that have followed how the crop is progressed. The Southwest as a whole, 7.8 million bales is the crop size on upland, and 7.5 million of that is courses in Texas, and that's up about 500,000 from where they were in September. Upland far west was not changed much at all, some slight revisions in Arizona and New Mexico. Right now they're still looking at that crop at about 1.2 million bales.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
In the ELS production estimate, again, we only saw some slight changes relative to where they were in September. They did lower the California crop a little bit. Overall, the U.S. ELS crop comes in at 776,000 bales, which is about 10,000 bales higher than what we produced in 2006.